Hey yo, I'm Felix. It's been a while. So I'm here to quickly tell you about different music streaming apps so you can choose the one that's best for you. Talking about how music streaming became a thing, I haven't read about it, but I think I have an idea. I decided not to read about it until I did this podcast, so this idea in my head does not go to waste. So let's check it out first. So, music used to be sold as CDs. And you get to buy them as hard CDs and play them in your car, on your home theater and stuff. But the presence of our computers and devices, sales of music had to move online just like so many other things. And we had stores like iTunes and Amazon selling them. And one day, a company called Spotify woke up and said they have a model to benefit consumers. That instead of consumers buying music and paying for every song or album, they could just pay a fee regularly to have access to all songs, while a part of the money made is shared between artists, the royalty-ish. And consumers loved the model, and iTunes learned a lesson and made Apple Music, and other apps like Tidal and Deezer and Napster and YouTube Music were born. So this is my version of the story. Never read about it, but I will. And I'll tell you how correct my version is when I do. But I think mine is very, very correct. So let's move on. In deciding which streaming service to use, I always wanted Spotify. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they are very popular. I hear they have far over 100 million paying subscribers. If that's true, then they are legends. But I met a brick wall when trying to use them because they are not available in my country. I once got the chance to surf through the app and I've heard about them, and I may just recommend them for you if they're available in your country. I may, not will, because there's this gist of them not paying artists well. And I'm an artist. Personally, I use Tidal. Their sound quality is the highest I've met. If you're big, I mean very big on sound quality, these are your guys. They even have a special plan for those who want a higher sound quality. They have an individual plan and a family plan that can accommodate 6 people. Using the family plan, you can spend less on subscriptions. My issues with them are this. 1. How often they keep logging me out. 2. How I haven't found a way to put all my songs in one place. My library doesn't allow the songs in my album collection to mix with those in my track collection unless I go to do it myself. And that's stressful for me. If you don't have the time to organize your songs, don't come over here. Another issue I almost forgot to mention is how buggy their offline feature can be. Sometimes, to see the track list of albums saved offline, I'll have to turn on my data first, which kind of defeats the aim of offline listening, you know? Another thing I love about Tidal is how they make it easy for me to discover new songs. I haven't really found it so easy with Apple Music. Let's just talk about Apple Music. I enjoyed using Apple Music, I still do. If you like your music list organized and you don't have the strength to do it yourself, these are your guys. Their sound quality is great. Not as high as Tidal, but it's really, really, really great. I haven't used them so much yet, but I started to lose interest when I logged out and logged back in to discover that I had lost all of my downloads. I learned the normal thing, and since I know I'm going to log out again, I started losing interest. The offline feature is amazing in my experience, however. I'll keep learning about them and I'll give you the gist. For Deezer, I've not used them yet, so I won't say anything. But let me talk about YouTube Music. How did I get to use YouTube Music? It's a very short story. I got a YouTube Premium plan and YouTube Music came with it, and I'm like, why not explore? If you plan on getting YouTube Premium, you could just use YouTube Music to cut down on expenses. See, I love Google's products and YouTube Music is one, but I hear the royalties they pay to artists are less than what Spotify pays, and I just want to boycott the app. Maybe you should join me. You can also listen to YouTube videos as audio on the app, and that's just cool. But do you really want to listen to videos as audios when the YouTube app with a premium subscription can allow you play videos in the background? I mean, even songs can play on YouTube, so is there really any need for the app? Well, But I've enjoyed their offline feature so far, and that's something every Nigerian probably would be looking out for. Most of the apps have free trials. Tidal and Apple Music have a 3-month free trial. I think Spotify too. Forgotten Deezers. YouTube Music has 1 month. And yes, some artists do exclusive releases on certain apps. That thing where their songs get to appear on one app first before the others. So if you want to be among the first to listen to new projects from your favorite artist, that may determine the app you choose to use. And I think I'll just stop here. This is the little I can do to guide you on the music app to use. Thank you for listening. I love you, and I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. Please do well to come back next time and let's learn together and have fun together. My name is Odd Felix, and I love the hell out of you.
Hello, I'm Endurance. This is Odd Felix and a pool of artists. I hope you enjoy yourself and learn something new. Welcome.